This is VOA News. I'm David Berg. The National Weather Service says Hurricane Dorian has now sustained winds of 241 kilometers per hour as it churns its way through the Bahamas. As AP's Julie Walker reports, plywood and other supplies to weather the hurricane are flying off the shelves in Florida.
People aren't taking any chances, says Sergio Bonilla of Shell Lumber and Hardware in Miami, where Saturday morning alone they sold 10 backup generators.
Water, battery, lamps, generators, plywood, tap guns for, you know, to screw the plywood in concrete.
He also made time to board up his own home.
Took everything out of the patio, put it in my shed, and I'm ready. And if it doesn't happen, you know, thank God it didn't happen, and be thankful. That's all I can tell you, you know.
Bonilla says the shift in Hurricane Dorian's projected path isn't stopping people from preparing for the worst, yet hoping for the best. I'm Julie Walker.
Hong Kong police fired blue-colored water from water cannon and tear gas in a standoff with protesters outside government headquarters. AP's Karen Chamas has details.
Protesters took to the streets ignoring a police ban against the march to mark the fifth anniversary of China's decision against fully democratic elections in Hong Kong. A large crowd of protesters wearing helmets and gas masks gathered outside the city government building. Police fired tear gas from the other side of the barriers, then brought out a water cannon truck that fired regular water and then colored water at the protesters, staining them and nearby journalists. Businessman Jimmy Lay said Hong Kong citizens had to keep fighting for their rights.
The Hong Kong situation is getting tense here, but we have to go on.
I'm Karen Chamas.
The confrontations continued into early Sunday morning with police and several hundred protesters still on the streets. For more, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. The Taliban have staged a large-scale pre-dawn attack on an important city in northern Afghanistan, even as leaders of the insurgent group are engaged in marathon peace talks with the United States on ending the war. Residents and officials said insurgents assaulted Kunduz, the capital of the province with the same name, from several different directions, triggering intense gun battles with Afghan government forces. Afghan Defense Ministry spokesman Ruhollah Ahmadzai told reporters the Taliban managed to enter central parts of Kunduz and took positions in civilian populations, including the main hospital. Ahmadzai said security forces, backed by air power, were responding to the insurgent attack to force them out of the city while making sure that civilians and patients were not harmed in the process. In Britain, there was continued vocal unrest with Prime Minister Boris Johnson's plan to curtail further debate on leaving the European Union without a Brexit deal in place. Opposition leader Jeremy Corbyn is one of Johnson's harshest critics.
I do think it's important that Boris Johnson understands that we elect a parliament in a free democracy in order to hold government to account. His finding Parliament inconvenient is a problem for him. His answer is to try to shut down Parliament.
Johnson has pledged to take Britain out of the EU October 31st with or without a deal on future relations with the bloc. The move to shut Parliament for about a month in the period before that will hinder efforts by his opponents to stop him. Hundreds of people held an unauthorized protest march in central Moscow Saturday following recent demonstrations in which thousands were detained and many were beaten by police. Saturday's protest, like the previous one, stems from the exclusion of some opposition and independent candidates from the Moscow City Council election September 8th. The protests, which are including a sanctioned one this month that attracted some 60,000 people, are the largest outburst of dissent in Russia since 2011 and 2012. Some who marched down the tree-lined boulevard ring held placards demanding freedom for political prisoners. 14 people arrested in earlier protests faced charges that could send them to prison for up to 8 years. Many U.S. consumers can expect to take a hit from President Donald Trump's latest round of tariffs on Chinese imports, which take effect in a few hours. The 15% tariffs on $112 billion worth of Chinese goods will apply to items ranging from smartwatches and TVs to shoes, diapers, sporting goods, meat, and dairy products. For more, be sure to visit our website, voanews.com. I'm David Berg, VOA News.
Voice of OAA. 1-4-7-7.